God is working in your heart. He is working in your life. He's working in mine. We're slow and we get frustrated, but God loves us. He's not frustrated at all. He's keeping an eye on us. He is strengthening us day by day. He's taking care of you. So don't panic. Abide.
Welcome to Apply Within, a verse-by-verse study of the Word of God with Pastor Bob Davis of North Country Chapel. We invite you to join with us as we, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, apply His Word within our own hearts as we study line upon line, precept upon precept, verse by verse, through the Bible. We see what it means to abide as our study of John continues in chapter 15. Here's Pastor Bob.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman, the vine dresser, the gardener. My Father is taking care of the vine. I'm the vine, he says. Okay, they've left the upper room. They're now headed toward the city walls, and they're going to go out one of the gates of the walled city of Jerusalem. They're going to go down the hill, down through the Kidron Valley, across the brook Kidron. And once they cross that brook, they're near. They're going to come to the base of the Mount of Olives. They're going to walk not quite halfway up, and that's where the Garden of Gethsemane is. That's where they're headed. While they're heading over there, he's teaching them and just talking to them. That's why I like the way that God teaches. He just talks to us. And he makes points, and he asks us questions, and then we don't understand, and we ask him questions, and you learn that way. As they walk, he continues teaching them. But he's not just teaching the 11. He's teaching every one of us walking with him verse by verse along with them. So you and me, you and I, should be learning as well. And that's what we're wanting to do. That's what we're asking the Holy Spirit to do, teach us. And he's going to teach us that we have, here in this chapter, three personal duties. We got duties. One, to abide. The word, the Greek word is meno. It means to remain, to continue with, to stay with. No, we're not securing our own salvation. No, we're not hanging on to him. And if we lose our grip, done. But the idea is a heart wanting to be with Jesus. If you belong to the Lord, you catch yourself wanting to do that. You may catch yourself far short of it and frustrated with you, but there's this desire on the inside. Lord, I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to draw close to you, and I'm doing a lousy, lousy job at it. So we got these three personal duties in this chapter. One, to abide, to remain, to continue, to stick with Jesus. So one, to abide, to remain, to continue, to stay with. Number two, to love each other. Boy, oh boy, there's two we're having troubles with. That's two out of three. How about number three? To testify of Jesus Christ, to be witnesses for Jesus wherever we go. Number three, to tell everybody what you've heard and seen. That's what testimony is. When you're called into a court to be a witness, you're not allowed to say what you heard. Hearsay is not acceptable. You've got to say what you specifically stood there and watched. You're a witness. You're not saying, well, I heard that Jesus one time might have said, no, you want to be a witness to testify of Jesus Christ. So now he's teaching us. Let's try and learn it. Verse 1. I am the true vine. Here, true meaning as opposed to that which is counterfeit, right? He's not talking about a lie. He's talking about true, the true vine. as opposed to any counterfeit. And my father is the gardener. My father is the caretaker, the one who takes care of and, listen, protects the vine. Do you notice how confident he is that he's going to go to the cross and he's going to rise from the dead? Why? He's never done it before. Why is he so confident? Because he trusts the one who, the caretaker, who will not only take care of him, but protect him as well. Throughout, you wonder, why did he say that, true vine? Because there are seven I ams, well, here in the Gospels, seven I ams. This is the seventh of the seven. Get some time, look those all up. They're all probably marked in your Bible or in your study notes somewhere. I am the true vine. My father is the gardener, the one who cares for and protects the vine. Throughout the entire Old Testament, the nation of Israel was said to be the vine. Do you recall that? Israel was the vine, which the Lord God Almighty planted. He planted that vine so the world could see a people whose God was the Lord. And if you recall, it's easy to recall, but if you remember, the nation of Israel proved to be unfaithful and unfruitful. Remember? I'll read it to you. It's all the way through. Psalm 80, you can find it. Just go through the Old Testament. It's all over the place. But I'm just going to read you five verses out of the book of Isaiah, which really just kind of a snapshot picture of what God's saying. Isaiah chapter 5, 1 through 5. Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. He fenced it, and he gathered out the stones thereof, and he planted it with the choicest vine and built a tower in the center of it, in the middle, for protection, keep outlook. He also made a wine press there, and he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes, rotten, no good. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem, men of Judah, you judge, I pray you, between me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? What more could have been done? What more could he have done that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, it brought forth sour grapes, wild grapes. And now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge, the wall thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. I'm going to let that vineyard be ruined because it's all no good, rotten fruit. They produced nothing that was true fruit. Does he still love them? Are they still his chosen people? He dug and he dug and he planted and he planted and he gave everything it needed to grow up, and the children of Israel should have been an amazing sight to the whole world. And the fruit that would have been come from them would be the love, joy, peace, all those things you're going to see that we're supposed to have as Christians. That's what they should have shown to the rest of the world, and they were unfruitful, useless. So the Father sent his only begotten Son. Jesus then becomes the true vine, the one that's really going to get it done. He fulfills the will of his Father in heaven. He said it a little shorter than I did. Here's what he said. I am the true vine. Israel was a failure. They did not obey. They did not trust. They did not abide. So I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine keeper, the vine dresser, the gardener. Look at verse 2. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. Who's he? The he there is God the Father. He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, he trims it, he cuts it back, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, you are clean. Right now, you're clean. Who's he speaking to? Those who truly trust in him. That's all. So Judas isn't there, but Judas wasn't a believer, was he? By choice, just like the children of Israel. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Put it all together. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. It's easy to grasp. A lot of misunderstandings here. A lot of false doctrines come into play in just these first few verses. That's why I'm kind of staying on them a little bit. And you'll still fight when we're done with this. I know you will. I know everybody's got their opinion. But hear the word of the Lord and then pray about it. He is the vine dresser, the gardener. Who is the gardener? Who's the vine dresser? My Father, Jesus says. I'm the vine. My Father is the husbandman, the caretaker, the gardener. The gardener, he desires fruit, just like he desired from his people, Israel. And there was no fruit. They were unfruitful. There was nothing that could be used. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes it away. First of all, don't miss God the Father's heart. He desires fruit. Fruit, more fruit, and then in another verse, much fruit. That's what God is looking for from you and from me and from every true believer. Fruit, more fruit, and finally, much fruit. You could, if you want, say lots of fruit. So as we grow, as we trust, as we walk, God works in our hearts and lives, and he trims back, and he keeps an eye on us, and he straightens us out if we get a little bent out of shape, and keeps us healthy so that the life flows. There's no hinder from the life flowing from the vine into the branches, right? And here we run into a dispute among Bible teachers. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. Very many teach that this verse is saying that a Christian, if they're not doing good enough, can lose their salvation. Now, a lot of people teach that, but I'll tell you why I don't. Because to teach that contradicts so much of the Bible that you already understand that's not what it means. Even if you, before you even break it down, you understand God is not ever, and we were talking about this earlier tonight, God never contradicts himself. He doesn't say you have eternal salvation and then your salvation is taken away. You can't have both of those, right? You can't start using this scripture all by itself because it contradicts all these scriptures here. So usually, when it comes to a position like this, we need to look at the language. And Dr. Wolford, he says, when Jesus says this, every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. Dr. Wolford writes, the phrase in me does not mean the same, it's not the same language as Paul's words in Christ. He says, here it is a part of a metaphor of the vine, and it seems to mean every person who professes to be my disciple is not necessarily a true disciple. Make sense? Every person who professes to be my disciple or a branch is not necessarily a true follower. So understand something. He's not taking away the salvation of a believer. He's just pulling out those that are not true believers. He's kind of weeding, so to speak. Isn't that what Jesus just said? I'm the vine, you're the branches. If there's no life in you, well, you're taken out of the way. But every branch that bears fruit, my Father, the husband, he purges it. He takes care of it that it may bring forth more fruit. You can't use those weak branches in building anything. Not even a little bird cage. You can't. They're just, the branches are just too weak, too fragile. That's us. The branch draws its life from the vine. So we're taught it's abiding in Jesus, the vine. Abiding in Jesus, in communion with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, that makes it possible for us to produce fruit. Does it make sense? You get a chance, take a look at a grape vine. Some of them are pretty fragile things. Grapes are good though, aren't they? Fruit, more fruit, much fruit. That's what God's got in store for you and for me. What kind of fruit? Thank you for asking. Galatians 5, 22 through 23. This is not all, but here's the start. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Notice it's singular, but he gives us a list. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Love is the fruit. Love consists of joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law. That's the fruit that's being produced in you as you walk day by day, trusting in God, abiding in communion with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. That's how fruit is produced. The life from the vine flows in us, producing fruit. You know what? Jesus also said, remember the seven I ams? Jesus also said, I am the good shepherd. Listen to this. The same kind of idea, really. The shepherd brings the sheep into the flock. Is the sheep done now? No, what does the sheep have to do? Listen closely. The sheep must trust and follow the shepherd in order to have protection and provision. True? When the shepherd starts to whistle or call your name, what do you got to do? Follow. We're going. Oh, he's going. Lord, lead us on. We're going. Let's go to a good place to eat, right? And we're going. And so what does the sheep do? Trusting in love. What? Abiding with the shepherd. Just continuing on with the shepherd. If the shepherd says, we're headed up to the hills, okay, it's time to go home back now, back to the sheepfold, then you're going to follow the shepherd there. What are we doing? That's what we are. We're the branches. We're the sheep. We call it abiding. You can use the term, if you will, fellowship. The key word in these verses is the word meno. I've read it to you. It's in verse 2. We looked up meno. It means abide. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, take the way, right? Verse 4, abide in me. The word is meno. I read it to you earlier. It means to abide, to remain, to continue with. It is used 11 times. 11 times in John 15, verses 1 through 11. That word, abide, remain, continue on, fellowship, continue on with. It's used 11 times in 11 verses. The same word. Jesus says to his disciples, abide in me, and I in you. Continue, remain, abide. Jesus says to his disciples, you are all now, you're clean. Through the word which I've spoken to you, cleansing through the word. He's mentioned it already many times in Scripture. we abide, we remain, we continue through the Word of God. We spend time in the Word. Christians will tell you, it's hard to find time to read my Bible. I agree with you, because we're busy. We're busy all the time. I mean, we've got to do this, and we have to get there, and we've got to go this, and we got. But you must find your space, your place, to sit and read your Bible quietly. It doesn't have to be a six-hour tour. That would be fine if you had it. But it needs to be quiet and you and the Lord in the Word of God. Not because it's some kind of, people say, I didn't read my Bible today. It's going to be a bad day. No, it's going to be a good day because God blesses you all day, every day. He's the vine. He's keeping an eye on you. He's taking care of you. But the thing is, you want that fellowship. You want to be abiding, continuing in the Lord. And so it's through the Word of God. And of course, he says you're clean by the washing of the water of the Word. I'll read it again to you. He says, now you are clean through the word which I've spoken to you. See, you get into the Word of God, and what happens? There's a peace there. And sometimes you go, oh my goodness, Lord, that attitude you say don't have, I got that one. I got that in spades, Lord. I got to confess that. You see, there you are. You're just right on top of saying, Lord, help me with this, my attitude today. It also involves, because he told us this already, if you love me, keep my commandments. So it involves abiding, remaining, continuing. It involves confession. You're going to see something in the Word, and you're going to go, Lord, that's my heart too. I'm reading what King David wrote, and that was my stinking attitude. Lord, change my heart, right? And also then, obedience. Now, do you have to obey to go to heaven? No. It's by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. But if you're truly saved, and the life of Jesus Christ, the vine, is flowing in you, you're growing. Fruit is being produced. And so you will be confessing at times. You will want to follow, and you'll want to obey. Obedience, not because you lose your salvation. It's just the opposite. Obedience because you love him. If you love me, keep my commandments. His commandments are simple. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets right there. You don't even have to give somebody a big list. Just love God and love everybody. One more verse. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. There it is. For without me, you can do nothing. And I've heard Christians say, oh, I can do a lot of things. I can tie my shoes. I can do my job. You don't get it, everybody. Fruit, much fruit, more fruit, much fruit. That's what God's looking for. That's what Jesus is going to produce in us if we truly belong to him. And what he's saying is here is this, fruit, more fruit, much fruit. You say, well, there's... If you look at your life, you say, there's more fruit now certainly than there was when I first got saved. There's going to be more. There's going to be a whole lot more. There's going to be much fruit if you just continue to rest in him and trust. He says this, Jesus himself is the vine. Our Father's the husbandman, gardener. And we that truly belong to Jesus are the branches. I'm the vine. You are the branches. Without me, you will be able to do nothing that lasts for eternity. If you want a life that counts for eternity here and now, you must be born again. You must belong to Jesus Christ. The branch really only has, think about this, one true purpose, to bear fruit. That's what that little branch is going to do. That's all it's going to do. Good for nothing else but to bear fruit, right? That's how the fruit is produced.
Thank you for listening to Apply Within with Pastor Bob Davis. Apply Within is the radio outreach ministry of North Country Chapel. Our Sunday morning Bible studies are at 9 and 11 a.m. We also have a Friday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. and a Monday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. You can download today's message in its entirety at northcountrychapel.com northcountrychapel.com/studies. That's northcountrychapel.com/studies. If you would like a copy of today's message, write to us and ask for the message with today's date. The address is Apply Within, 2281 West Celtis, Post Falls, Idaho, 83854. Or call us at 1-800-572-8851. That number again, 1-800-572-8851. Our mobile app is available for iPhone and Android. Download it to listen to full-length studies, watch the live stream of our services, or to find out more about church events. If you have been blessed by the teaching or have prayer requests that you would like to share with us, write, email, or call us as well. Please join with us every Monday through Friday as we study together verse by verse on Apply Within, sponsored by North Country Chapel. God bless you.